It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Microsoft Dynamics ISV Architect Evangelist, and I'm sitting here at the Kinetic Sweat offices in Kirkland, Washington, beside a beautiful marina. And with me, I've got my colleague Joel. Joel, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm with the ISV Evangelism team at Microsoft as well as an Architect Evangelist.
And Richard from Kinetic Sweat?
Richard Barnett, I'm Chief Marketing Officer and co-founder of Kinetic Sweat.
Excellent. So perhaps you could start, just give us some history of the company, how
Sure.
you founded, some of the core expertise that you have, maybe talk about some of the locations that you have as well.
Sure. We founded Kinetic Sweat, Jeff Sampson and myself, and about 2 years ago. We just came up on our two-year anniversary.
Okay.
And we focus on primarily the consumer goods industry, and we develop solutions both in natively in Dynamics AX as well as in .NET, really around the entire Microsoft set of related technologies.
Right.
We have offices in the United States, in Europe, and in Asia Pacific.
Okay.
We grew somewhat in a distributed model, but by design, we wanted to be global from day one. So we have offices in Kirkland, Atlanta, Denver, folks in Chicago, in Dallas, and the Northeast. And in Europe, we have offices in Copenhagen, in Reading, near the Microsoft office in
okay.
the UK, as well as development resources in Lithuania. So we really have a global team. Very soon, we're going to be expanding in Auckland, New Zealand,
okay.
With a group of 10 folks there that will provide a foundation for us to grow into Asia Pacific, starting first with Australia and New Zealand.
Right. Now you've obviously built up core expertise on both the AX platform with X++, but also C# and .NET as well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found that with Dynamics AX, it's a very rich development environment by itself,
okay.
and it's extremely flexible. But in some domain areas, you really need a .NET-based environment to represent things that, for example, are in memory, for example, for
right.
doing multiple planning scenarios where you you know, you don't really want to work with the state model of a transaction system in a sense. But really with .NET, we've been able to extend the object-oriented design of Dynamics AX
okay.
very easily so that there is conformance with a master data structures in terms of hierarchy development
right.
And exposing or extending new business object types but relating them to other transactions that occur so that you have almost native integration with respect to posting to a general ledger entry adjustment, or pulling and adjusting a sales invoice line item and associating that with the related information around the previous promotion plan or contract terms
right.
with that customer.
So do you find that your developers, are they finding it easy to transition between X++ and C#, or do you have guys who just focus on one or the other, or go across both?
It's really an interesting question. We have folks who have strong domain expertise in AX.
Okay.
Folks in Lithuania probably have an average of 7 years developing in MorphX in the X++ environment.
Right.
There's a lot of tribal knowledge there. There's a lot of behavior that you have to learn. Best practices in development in MorphX is kind of a combination of what's learned and what's taught.
Okay.
And in Auckland, New Zealand, and in other partners that we have as well, we're able to draw upon just .NET core domain expertise and modeling and extending in .NET Framework 3.5.
Right.
So having a C# or a C++ background is extremely helpful. In general, for developers, the syntax is just another syntax.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a combination of having really domain experts who can do either product management functions that we have
okay.
in terms of requirements capture, analysis, and testing, working with a core developer.
Right.
What we find is actually the best backgrounds is really more of an engineering background
okay.
rather than someone who actually comes from the consulting side into development. Because, frankly, there's a lot of challenges you can have, and there's a different orientation
right.
around good development versus good consulting implementation.
Yeah. So AX 2009 was obviously launched in May of this year.
That's right.
And I know you guys have been busy developing applications, so maybe you could just give us maybe 1 or 2 minutes on each application.
Sure. We focus, as I said before, predominantly in consumer goods industry
okay.
companies. So we really prioritized our development around requirements that were unique to that industry, but maybe gaps in terms of the solution coverage in AX 2009. One area was an inbound logistics management. So how do you handle the set of transactions and visibility from a port of a supplier, say in Korea, Busan, right, all the way through to LA as that goes to rail or ship?
Okay.
But as extending the same purchase order structure. So all of those sort of bill of manifest, bill of lading information tied to the actual purchase order line item as an extension. We also developed a solution in deductions management, so handling deductions and claims and chargebacks predominantly from large retailers. This is an area that is fraught with reconciliation, research, and audit, and you need a lot of flexibility in terms of how to handle each different type of payment that's related to those compliance charges. Again, just extending out on the core accounts payable, accounts receivable setup in AX 2009. We also developed and have been leveraging a lot more recently, migrating from 4.0 to AX 2009 in terms of our trade promotion planning and execution solutions, really taking advantage of some of the new capabilities in AX 2009.
Okay. So tell me a bit about some of the key features I've been using on AX, as I know there's obviously a lot of areas of interest to you.
Well, there were a number of very exciting enhancements that were launched with AX 2009, really as an extension of the work that had happened already in 4.0. The role-based frameworks and role-based workflow is really, with role centers, there's a tremendous amount of extensibility. It changes the way our customers would interact, not just with our own IP, but change the work models of how customers interact with their ERP systems. So the ability to extend, describe, and add new role types that are not shipped standard with AX 2009, but for example, in the trade promotions management area, you might have a new role type of a trade funds manager that has a unique set of responsibilities that's cross-functional in nature, just like you'd normally have someone in purchasing or someone in, for example, in accounts receivable. So extending, adding new role types. Also, AX 2009 enables us to extend analysis services in addition to reporting services that we had with 4.0. That's really important because not just from a financial view, but from a sales and from a trade funds and from a retail compliance perspective, there's a need to actually build very flexible, multiple hierarchy-based, OLAP-based models. And with even SQL Server 2008, bringing that together with AX 2009, we're very excited by what that means in terms of being able to support multiple hierarchies of the same data model and also support aggregation of data from multiple data sources, even if it's outside of the actual core data model that's stored as part of AX 2009.
Okay.
And that also gives us an entree into performance point, which is incredibly important for us as well.
Right.
Because we find that performance point is becoming really important for companies trying to manage, for example, the point of sale information that they're getting from large retailers, as well as third-party marketing data that they might receive from like Nielsen or IRI, and their own operational sales information that's stored in their own ERP system. So bringing that all together at a much lower total cost of ownership, substantially reducing the integration challenges and costs, as an ISV partner, it makes the development incredibly streamlined because we can model those OLAP cubes and then reuse them in multiple contexts.
Right. And I know...
Can you go into some of the aspects of SharePoint and some of the benefits that you find with using that as an integrated platform with AX 2009?
Absolutely. So with SharePoint services, reporting services, native support against basically reflecting what's in the AX or object tree structure, the AOT, we find that there is tremendous flexibility to, in a sense, create either views of applications for different role users that are extending web parts, so forms can be exposed in any part. That helps us, for example, in a call center management application we're developing in AX 2009, because the users in a call center need a highly streamlined, highly efficient process for adding a new order, checking credit status, checking order status. The set of normal scripts, normal workflows they would go through, you can build a scripted workflow very different from a power user, for example, that might be in finance or accounting.
Right.
And with SharePoint also, we get workflow. So we can handle workflow, required information, exceptional steps or activities that can be defined, as well as with escalation that we find is incredibly important with SharePoint. And it also allows us, not just from an enterprise portal view, but from a Dynamics client for Office view, get to a point where you have lightweight users who are more occasional. It allows us to include more users into our customers' environment than ever before. Because let's face it, most of these companies today are dealing with Excel, passing this information via Exchange or email, Excel rules the world. So, another area is in collaboration workflows with a lot of our customers have outsourced some portion of their sales and marketing activities. So they'll have brokers that represent their products to large retailers. Those brokers need to be brought into an integrated process flow, but with a very low overhead. They don't have the ability to learn a new system.
Yeah.
So having a portal environment via SharePoint that they can easily see information, they can pull and upload data into Excel spreadsheets directly, is incredibly powerful.
Great. Well, so tell me about the workflow features that you've been leveraging in AX 2009.
Well, AX 2009 allows us to use Windows Workflow Foundation essentially in a new way, which allows us to extend what we probably were doing in SharePoint in the 4.0 timeframe now completely around the AX 2009 application.
Yeah.
So it allows us to both define new roles and new workflows that extend effectively the business process areas that that we're now enabling. As I said before, there's new roles, but there's also new workflows that you want to extend. As you move into, for example, sales and marketing or inbound logistics, for example. And then that also allows us to manage new activities and new exception thresholds and alerts. So it extends what we are using a lot with the alert framework in 4.0, that you at any field almost to set a threshold, a rule, and an escalation workflow. Now we're able to map some of those alerts that were sort of at a point data element back into an integrated process workflow, which we think is really important. And it helps us from a compliance perspective because you also get audit trails and you get a sense of internal controls, which is very important in terms of how payments, deductions, and the trade funds accounting work is part of the overall Sarbanes-Oxley compliance.
Okay, so the workflow actually helps with compliance.
Absolutely critical.
Okay.
Yep.
And certainly, obviously it's the same workflow engine that's also in SharePoint, it's actually in CRM as well.
Right.
So it's nice now to have a standardized workflow engine.
Absolutely.
So tell me, you also mentioned that you've done some work with SureStep.
We have.
Yeah.
So when we formed KineticsWare, we had an opportunity to really think through holistically what our both implementation services approach would be, upgrades approach, as well as the diagnostic work that we'd be doing sometimes in the pre-sales process, working with customers. And SureStep was just being formulated at that time. We were able to take advantage of it, take a sneak peek early on, and we saw everything that we needed there. It's not just a methodology, it's a set of tools. And
right.
as part of SureStep, you have automation and tools that can be used to accelerate upgrades, that can do testing as well for existing customer implementations. So we built the KineticsWare implementation methodology, or KIM, directly based upon SureStep. But what we've added to it is, on the front end, on the diagnostic stage, a set of analytical tools and financial modeling tools that are very specific to the process areas that we cover in the consumer goods industry to allow companies to assess their quantified expected return on investments and what the metrics are that they want to focus on for improvement in the functional areas or in the phases of their projects. That really extends upon some of the work that was done with Nucleus Research around total cost of ownership analysis, which is done at kind of a higher level.
Yeah.
And then through each phase of KIM, pulling through the SureStep artifacts, we've modified those and added to our specific solutions, and where we have work that's already been completed at a customer that we think is reusable, we'll make a generic version of that and load it back into our own KIM repository, which is just based on SureStep. So we find tremendous success with it. We believe it's absolutely critical to manage risk on customer projects and provide consistency.
You know, it's interesting that you've actually taken that methodology from Microsoft and then expanded out for your own industry and actually got it out to your own customers. It's
it's
quite a unique usage of it.
We think there's a tremendous amount of investment that went into the formulation of the SureStep methodology, and there's new enhancements. So I've seen the latest kind of alpha release of SureStep 2.0, and we're excited to see the changes that are coming in the future as well.
Excellent.
I encourage other partners and definitely customers to look at something in that shape or in that form to manage their projects, because we find great success with it.
Great. I mean, certainly, just in conclusion, I mean, what's it been like partnering with Microsoft? Because I know that you're both a Gold partner, also an MBS partner.
Right.
You're also part of the Metro program for ISVs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Partnering with Microsoft is multifaceted. You are acting as an ISV partner. You're working with the field sales teams, with marketing initiatives. We have early access to all of the core products that we focus on. So critically important was to be a part of the TAP program for X2009,
okay. So
that we had a 6 to 9 month advantage in lead time in any development work that we wanted to do or to begin testing in what we may have developed in 4.0 into the 2009 environment,
right.
So that when 2009 was launched and released, we would be ready.
Okay.
And that's now becoming true of also SQL Server 2008, a performance point. Every new product that comes out that impacts our stack, we're able to have the right lead time to make good, intelligent design decisions.
Okay.
I'm very excited about that.
That gives you real access to being at the head of the game rather than having to play catch-up for the last couple of
right.
After every release.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And I think Microsoft has always had a model around doing that in other core products, and I think they've really done a great job by landing that within the Dynamics applications in general, the whole suite of those applications. But even more importantly, now that you've got more pull-through, more attach of services that are shared, like Windows Workflow Foundation, having that early access across multiple product sets is incredibly important for testing. So I would say that, as a developer, access to the TAP programs, the tools enablement that are provided to us, from a field sales perspective, we think that Microsoft Total Solution Financing has been an incredible value-added asset.
Okay.
It gives a conversation with customers and allows us to push out the customer's expense and fees for even up to a year at almost a consumer financing level,
right.
To allow a customer to go live and start getting benefit before they actually start truly paying for the application. That's incredibly powerful for us. And then, as we go to market and as we expand and grow, we know that Microsoft is there with us at each stage of our growth and development. As we expand geographically, as we get to larger sizes, Microsoft has programs and initiatives that help us in each phase of that growth.
Excellent. Well, Richard, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.